again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, September 18th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I got Tim Wingate coming on today. We're going to talk a little bit about the situation with Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice. They prefer to be called by that as opposed to their family name, which is the Browns, and I'm going to refer to them from this point on as Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice. At any rate, a couple of quick announcements. My website, www.theamericanawakening.org. Want to put that out for everybody. I'm going to have some more products coming online shortly. Received a few. I'm trying them out. Don't like to put anything up there for sale unless I've tried it and I like it. And if I like it, then I'm going to sell it. So I got some products in today. I'm going to be trying them, and I'm going to be posting them on the website if they work for me. A quick thank you to Michael Anthony for sending those to me. Quick announcement. First of all, the economy's in turmoil. We saw Greenspan, for those of you who have a TV, on 60 Minutes. And I want to make another shout-out for those of you who haven't already. Give Robbie Noel a call at 800-691-7898. If you've been sitting on the fence, folks, it's time to get off that fence and buy some gold. Now, another quick announcement I want to make. For the last 4 months, as you all know, I've been reporting every week on the Leo Wanta, as I call Wantagate. And I've thought this through. And the facts are that, yes, our economy's in trouble. Yes, it looks like they're trying to prevent an economic crash, but it looks like they're also trying to take it down gradually. And I thought about this, and I thought, you know, this story with Leo Wanta has been going on now for a couple of years. And I know that if I lend somebody money and I don't get paid, or if I have a transaction and there's somebody culpable and they steal my money or whatever, then it's handled through the courts. I wind up suing them, and I either win or I don't win. The fact is, with Leo Wanta, okay, there's no question. I want to make this clear so the audience knows. There's no question in my mind that this man exists, that these events did take place, and that, yes, anybody that has access to PACER, P-A-C-E-R, or if you have an attorney and you want to verify this, you can go into PACER, which is a legal website, and you can verify that Leo Wanta has indeed filed the specific paperwork to get justice in this ongoing escapade that he's been in over the last 20 years. Be that as it may, the fact that Leo Wanta is pursuing this, whether he wins, whether he doesn't win, to me, at this particular juncture, is no different than whether I have to file a lawsuit and I win or I don't win. Okay? So with that in mind, I'm going to stop reporting on Leo Wanta, and I would implore anybody that wants to continue following Leo Wanta, because the story is going on. It's an ongoing thing, folks. If you want to continue with Leo Wanta, simply go into Google and Google in Leo Wanta. And you can get into Christopher Story's website, and you can read all about Leo. You can get all of the background on Leo Wanta, what's going on with him. You can get the latest postings from Christopher Story and what's going on with him lately. At any rate, I have chosen not to continue to report on it. So, with that, we'll be back after the break, and I'll have my guest Tim Wingate up, and we're going to talk about the Browns and the police state. So, stick with us. We'll be right back. It'll be a good show.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. This is going to be a relaxing day, folks. It's open phone lines all through the show at 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in with any question or comment that you'd like to tackle regarding Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice or the police state or anything else that comes to mind. At any rate, let's see if I've got my guest, Mr. Wingate, with me. Are you with me, Tim? Mr. Wingate, are you there?
Ah, there I am. Yeah, she just put me in.
Are you on your cell or are you on Skype?
I opted to use my cell because, you know, you start to use up too much bandwidth on Skype, and with all the goofy stuff that we've got going on with the phones and the internet and everything, I just figured, you know, I'll just use the cell.
Yeah, I know. There's been a lot of.
This way I can get up and I can walk around.
Well, that's cool. Okay. Well, no, there's been a lot of weird anomalies going on lately. I wanted to get you up. I know that, you know, you're the co-host of the Ed Lewis Elaine Alice show two, three times a week. Right. And see, I got that down because I've been listening to you, and I know that Ed had mentioned that vehemently, that that's the way he wanted to be addressed. So I wrote that down, and I've memorized it.
Right. You know, common usage is the last name, the surname, but we found that with when you get down into the nitty-gritty specifics of language and names, especially in a legal sense, it's your first and middle. Those are your Christian names. Your family name is what we call the surname. And depending on how you stand on it spiritually and everything else, a lot of people like to go with just first and middle name and leave the family name as just, you know, kind of vulgar or common usage.
Mm-hmm. Well, that works for me. I give Ed and Elaine all the respect in the world, and if that's what how they wish to be addressed, then so be it. Listen, the reason I wanted to have you up today, I wanted to discuss some issues with you. Now, we know that this concert that had been prepared for, well, about a month, a little over a month, never came to pass. And the reason it didn't is because the feds decided that they didn't want Ed Lewis and Elaine Ellis having any parties. I guess from their perspective, they may have felt like it was a slap in the face to them. So, at any rate, they had put about 20 police and federal agents up on the road, blocked it off, and didn't allow anybody through.
I honestly don't know how many that they had, Mike, but they certainly did have at least 4 federal marshals. So I would assume the rest of the contingency had to do with the local sheriff and or police department.
Okay, well, I had gotten reports from an individual that was on the scene. Actually, one was a reporter, and the other one was one of my listeners who was on the scene, and he reported, and so did the reporter, that there was about 20 of them.
Really? Federal marshals? Yeah. Wow.
Well, no, a combination of federal marshals and Plainfield police, and I believe a couple of sheriffs as well. So they had all of them out in force, and they were making sure that nobody was having any parties that day. And what is amazing to me is, you know, the amount of money that they allege that Ed Lewis and Elaine Ellis owe to the federal government has been dwarfed at this point substantially, I would imagine, by the amount of money being spent on, putting a turd in the punch bowl, if you will, you know, with all of this. I would imagine, you know, with what has ensued since this court case, that they've probably spent at least twice, if not three times as much as what they would have gotten had they had Ed Lewis and Elaine Ellis written them a check.
Must be nice to have deep pockets at the point of a gun.
Good point. Well, you know, I wanted to talk with you as well about this The 4 people that were arrested. One of them was Danny Riley, and you had sent me a Skype message of the charges that they were leveling against Danny Riley, of which sound like all of them are felonious. They're all felonies. And do you have those charges in front of you that you could read off for the audience?
No, but I can definitely get those shortly. So talk amongst yourselves. Fill time.
Well, okay, that's fine. At any rate, I was looking at these charges, and I was remembering back to the incident back in June that happened with Danny Riley, where he was out walking the dog. By the way, I've met the dog. Beautiful dog. Just a young, vibrant, beautiful dog, as friendly as can be. And evidently, Danny Riley was out walking the dog early in the morning, and there was a number of federal marshals in ghillie suits. For those of you who don't recall, or the new listeners or so forth, they were in the woods, and they shot at Danny Riley, and they chased him down, and they tasered him, and they arrested him, and they detained him for a period of time. And then after putting him through the ringer, I want to emphasize the word taser, because that's going to come up later, ladies and gentlemen. This is really of a concern to me about this, you know, these police officers and marshals that are now becoming taser happy, if you will. So at any rate, Danny Riley was tasered. They tasered him in the shoulder. They detained him for several hours. They questioned the heck out of him, and then ultimately they let him go. Now, this is back in, I believe it was the 7th of June is when that happened. So that's July, August, September. So 3 months after the fact, a little over 3 months after the fact, now Danny Riley went to a September 11th event up in New York, and they arrested him again. And now they have charged him with 4 when I read the charges, and I don't remember what they are offhand, that's why Tim, I asked him to go get them. But they're very serious charges. And I know from the reports that came out when the incident originally happened that Danny Riley didn't have a gun. I don't believe he has a gun now. One of the charges involves a weapon. So it looks to me like they have literally trumped up these charges. And when Tim gets back, I'm going to have him read them off to you. They've trumped up these charges. And the question that I have in my own mind is, why are they doing this? And this is why I'd like to get some input from the listeners today. Again, the phone lines are 800-313-9443. Are they doing this, in your mind, are they doing this to simply instill fear in the public at large that is aware of the Ed Lewis, Elaine Alice debacle and wishes to support them? Or do you think it's a possibility that they are using Danny Riley and the other three that were arrested as leverage to convince Ed and Elaine Brown to ultimately surrender? Now, another factor that comes into mind is that, and I don't know how many people were up there before the sheriff's department got there. From the reports that I got, they showed up about 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, there may have been some people that were there prior to the police showing up. But another point that I want to bring forth is that another possibility is that they are attempting to starve them out, if you will. In other words, not give anybody access in or out of the property and hopefully, you know, run Ed and Elaine out of food. So when Tim gets back on the line, I'm going to have him read off the charges. And I'd like to find if some, there's a listener out there who happens to know the time frame of the or the particular degree of felony that the charges would equate to, or the amount of time involved, the possible maximum sentence that this gentleman could get, because the whole thing is just a major travesty. Now, I also understand, and I met this gentleman, Terry Melton, who's an independent videographer, and I met him up at Elaine and Ed's house when I was up there back in June the 17th and 18th. And he was detained for a short period of time as well and threatened. Now, Terry Melton evidently was producing a movie or a documentary regarding the Browns and there I go with that word, Ed and Elaine. And they have threatened him to stop making the movie under the threat of rape. They, from what I understand, they actually threatened, a marshal actually threatened torture and rape on this gentleman. Now, I don't know how true that is. I did hear that come from Terry Melton's mouth. Of course, I'm sure it would be denied. But at any rate, the bottom line is they are instilling an immense amount of fear, not only in the public at large, but also they are inflicting the same fear on the media. So, you know, it's anybody's guess where it's going from here. But again, I'd like to get the thoughts of some of the listeners out there from, you know, whether they think it's just a fear tactic to keep the people away, whether they're trying to starve them out, whether it's that they you think that they may be trying to make a deal with the Browns to get them to surrender and in turn would release Danny Riley and the other three gentlemen that were involved in this. Got a message here. Just a second. Okay, it looks like I've lost Tim. Tim, are you still there?
You're still there.
Because, yeah. Oh, okay, because I just got a message from you. Okay, did you find that stuff?
I found, I'm looking at the, I managed to download the PDF on Danny specifically on the indictment. So I got it directly rather than something that somebody decided to compose.
Okay. Yeah, read the charges off.
Okay. Count one is conspiracy to prevent officers of the United States from discharging their duties.
Okay. Now, let's stop right there.
All right.
Now, because I'm going to go through these one at a time. Conspiracy to prevent officers from discharging their duties. Is that what it was?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, what specifically did Danny Riley do in your mind, or from what you've heard from Ed and Elaine, or anybody else for that matter, that has caused a charge like that to be leveled against him? And I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a break. Hold that thought and then answer me when we get back, Tim. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be back in three. Stick with us. We got more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, fellow talk show host, Tim Wingate with RBN, talking about Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice. Now, getting back to where we were, this is a short segment, as you know, Tim. I've got about 5 minutes in this segment. Now, the first charge on Danny Reilly is preventing federal officers from performing their duty.
Yeah, conspiracy.
Right. I mean, the timeline here, we're not talking about the original event that happened back in June when they tasered him. Are we talking about some element in time between then and now that they allege that he did this?
Well, I can only tell you what the marshals are alleging.
Okay. Well, let's start with that.
All right. The manner and means of the conspiracy, which is paragraph 9 in the indictment, says the manner and means by which Reilly and other people with whom he conspired sought to accomplish the object of the conspiracy. You know, why can't they just talk plain English? But anyway, among others, temporarily residing in the Browns' home, purchasing firearms, bringing firearms to the Browns' home, and publicly announcing their intention to forcibly resist efforts by the United States Marshal Service to arrest Ed and Elaine.
Okay, so
that's
there,
basically the count is, or the, that they knowingly conspired with themselves and other individuals to prevent by force and intimidation and threat employees of the United States Marshal Service who are officers of the United States in the discharge of their official duties, to wit,
so they're alleging
Ed and Elaine.
Okay, I'm getting some feedback there, Kerry. So they're alleging that Danny Reilly was buying weapons and bringing him into the Browns' home.
Yeah, that's one of the things they're alleging, yes.
Okay, well, now, to my knowledge, I don't know why that – and I'm not saying it's true or not. I'm just saying I don't know that to be true, number one. And number two, I don't know why the Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice would – even need for anybody to bring, if you know what I mean. They don't need anybody to be buying weapons and bringing them in there. They are well protected. So in your mind, is this this according to the marshals, have you heard anything that this that Danny Reilly was indeed doing that?
I have no knowledge of that. No knowledge whatsoever. Okay. I would assume anybody who was going to the Browns and can lawfully carry a firearm has a right to so do, and if you wanted to bring several firearms with you to visit somebody's home, that's your business. It's nobody else's business. But you know how the feds will twist things around, and you know, it's just like the issue of knives in your kitchen. You know, you can be accused of harboring the knives in your kitchen to ultimately use them to attack a federal officer. You know, at what point does it become a conspiracy? And this will be argued in court, I'm sure. And it's rather interesting, I find, that the feds are very easy. It's easy for them to project a conspiracy onto other people, but yet when people try to point out and connect the dots on circumstantial things that seem to relate to each other, then the feds call them conspiracy theorists and put them down for that kind of thinking. And yet, the biggest conspiracy theorist in the country is the federal government itself. Yeah, hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Excuse me, folks, if I'm broadcasting here. We seem to be having some technical difficulties, and I'm not sure exactly what they are. But at any rate, I'm going to dial the station again. Let's see. I'm going to dial the station again. Am I on the air? Okay, because it just cut out. I'm sorry, folks, for this inconvenience. Is Tim with me? Do you guys have Tim on? Okay, well, I'm getting a Skype message from Tim saying
I'm back.
Okay, you're back. Well, there was a technical glitch there, and I'm not even sure that I was broadcasting for a bit. Is that what it is? Okay, well, I apologize, folks, for that. I guess in Round Rock, Texas, they're getting electrical storms, and it's having problems with the broadcasting transmissions. And in that respect, I'm glad I'm out of there because I'm not getting any electrical storms here. At any rate, Tim, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now let's go into count number two. Okay.
All right.
Read that one off for us.
All right. Hold on. Sorry, got to go back up to it. Let's see here. See, we already dealt with count number one, which was conspiracy to impede conspiracy to prevent officers from discharging their duties.
Okay, yeah. Now, and how in the world would he have done that? How did he prevent anybody from doing anything except turning up the electricity on their taser gun?
Oh, yeah. No, they're alleging, like I read before, that they are alleging that because he showed up there and notoriously said he was going to help protect them, that he was doing that. Count two is conspiracy
we'll take a break. We're going to a break. We'll be back in three, and then we'll read off count number two. So be back in three. Stick with us, folks. We got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, sunny Phoenix, Arizona. No electrical storms here with my guest Tim Wingate. And we're talking about Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice and this incident with the arrest of Danny Riley and three others. Now, read off, Tim, if you will, count number two. Go ahead.
Count number two is conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States.
All right. And so they took – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, is it knowingly and willfully conspired and agreed with other individuals, both known and unknown, to the grand jury to commit the following offenses against the United States? Forcibly to assault, resist, oppose, impede, intimidate, and interfere with federal law enforcement officers in the discharge of their duties, attempting to arrest Ed and Elaine, knowing that offenses against the United States had been committed by Ed and Elaine, received, relieved, comforted, and assisted Ed and Elaine in order to hinder and prevent their apprehension, trial, and punishment, all in violation of Title 18 U.S.C. 371 and 3.
So what they've done... Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, basically what they did is be friends, you know.
Well, what I was going to say is what they've done is they've taken the fact that, and Ed has mentioned this on more times than I can count, that he is a peaceful man, not out to hurt anybody, and so are the people that come to visit them. And the only thing that I've ever heard any of them say is that they, if they are fired upon, that they would protect themselves. So the, you know, from my take on this is that the federal government has turned this around and made it sound like they're threatening the government or, you know, impeding the administration of this, you know, this farce that they call an incarceration, which is based upon no law at all. And again, I have to go back to square one here, Tim, and say, you know, isn't it interesting, and I want to make a good point of this, and I hope all these feds are listening, isn't it interesting that all of this money that is being spent, all this intimidation that's going on, all these threats that are being made by the federal government, all of the, you know, all of this incident could have been, it never would have happened. All the government would have to do, all the IRS would have to do, is simply show them the law that they supposedly violated. How simple could that be, Tim?
Well, you would think it would be simple, but once again, you have to remember that these people have a convoluted form of logic, a circular form of logic. And their whole belief is that the law is there, it's just that you have to connect various statutes together, and therefore you end up with what appears to be the law. And it's not there, no matter what they say. You connect it all together, it has nothing to do with what they say it does. And either language means what it means or it doesn't mean what it means. And when it comes to this infernal revenue law, there is none. It's not there. Right. It's only by conjecture and compilation of actually unrelated things.
Well, and I might add that, you know, being the nerd that I am, way back 12 years ago when I first started investigating the Internal Revenue Code, I read the entire code. I read it from cover to cover, 1,100 and some odd pages, twice. And it's interesting to note that specifically, and there are certain chapters in the Internal Revenue Service Code under alcohol, under gambling, under tobacco, under firearms, and so forth, that indeed it is spelled out in black and white. If you are, you know, selling liquor, or if you are, you know, selling tobacco or whatever, you are liable, and under section, I don't know, what is it, 5571 or something, you will pay the tax, yada, yada, yada. And it's one sentence, it's spelled right out. A five-year-old could read it and understand it. Yet when it comes to the income tax, there is nothing in there referring to it. The only thing there is an inference in there that says there is a tax imposed on all taxable income. Now, it leads one to believe if they say there was a tax imposed on all income, that would be one thing. But once they insert the word taxable income, then the question arises, what is taxable? And also, the word income itself in the Internal Revenue Service Code is not defined, and Congress cannot define the word income because it's already been defined. And income, according to Bruce Schaber versus Union Pacific and Stanton versus Baltic Mining Supreme Court decision, it's a corporate profit. So here's the problem that the Internal Revenue Service has, is because it's all an assumed liability. So they cannot, under Title 26, they cannot point at a specific reference such as tobacco, you know, in 5571, I believe, or firearms, or liquor, or aviation fuel, any one of a myriad of taxes that they indeed spell out that you are liable for. They cannot do that in Title 26, because to do that and to make it mandatory would violate the Constitution. Hence, that's why they call it voluntary compliance. They make it voluntary, so that means that they comply with the Constitution. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it makes sense to me. I've been studying this as well for many years.
I'll tell you what. We're gonna get in a little bit more on number two, but let's go to Bill from Idaho. Bill, you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. Thanks for the broadcast. This very important discussion. Appreciate you supporting the Browns constantly. Just to point out, and I don't know whether possibly you got a chance to listen to the broadcast, but maybe you could include Mr. Wetterout in the discussion. As far as agents, he documents very well in point of law that these are rogue agents and or flunkies. They have no authority whatsoever, and possibly part of his discussion might be able to bring out some points that would be able to be directly brought against these criminals that are harassing sovereign inhabitants up there in New Hampshire.
That's a good point.
Did you listen to the last two or three weekends when he's on? Have you heard his discussion?
Wait a minute. Let me interject here, okay? I do not listen to every show on RBN. I have had Ralph Winterode on my show, okay?
Yeah.
And I respect him. He's a very knowledgeable individual. But no, in answer to your question, I do not have time to listen to RBN 24/7.
Yeah.
However, I'll take your point is well taken. And yes, in some point in the not too distant future, I may very well have Ralph Winterode up on the show to discuss these very things.
Well, thanks. Very much.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bill. All right. I'm sorry. Tim? Okay. So now we've got a conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States. So what they're alleging is that Danny Riley is impeding their, their position of attempting to arrest the Browns and take them to prison. Is that correct?
Right, right. So far we've got conspiracy to prevent officers in the discharge of their duty. Count two is conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States.
Okay,
and
let's go into count.
Count three is accessory after the fact. In other words,
and
knowing that offenses against the United States have been committed by Ed and Elaine, he received, relieved, comforted, and assisted Ed and Elaine in order to hinder and prevent their apprehension, trial, and punishment. In other words, he's an accessory after the fact, that he knows that this is true, and he's gone anyway to go and help Ed and Elaine.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was always under the assumption that, you know, somebody that would be an accessory after the fact. For example, let's say that I robbed the local convenience store, okay?
Right.
And then I came and knocked on your door and said, Tim, I just robbed the local convenience store. Can you hide me for a while? You let me in your home, then you become an accessory after the fact. However, this isn't the case. I mean, Ed Lewis and Elaine Alice have allowed him to come as a friend into their home. So how is it that that could be construed as him being an accessory?
Well, that's a good question, and I think the operative question here is it a fact? That's really the issue, because they honestly and truly believe that they committed no crime. And if no crime has been committed, then how can you be an accessory? Unless we're all supposed to, and this seems to be the way that this is going, we're all supposed to just automatically genuflect whenever one of our potentates declares something to be true, and then we have to spend our time and money and strength to take them to their courts and try and get them to say, oh, you're right, I was wrong.
And herein lies another problem, is that, you know, even if you win, you lose.
Yeah.
Because a trial like this, first of all, if you are unable to hire counsel, then you would be appointed a public defender who works for the state and whose entire job is basically to do nothing but to talk you into a plea bargain agreement. And they throw everything at you they can throw. So when you plea bargain and you take a plea of 2 or 3 or 4 years in prison, as opposed to the 30, 40, or 50 that they're telling you they're going to get you on. Just like I had a woman on yesterday who's, an activist for Brad Metcalf on a gun charge, who's in prison for 40 years because he would not take a plea bargain. And so you've got the same incidents here where you have a public defender. Now, if you can't, or if you have the money to hire an attorney, as we all know, in a case like this, it could run into hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend yourself. And even when you walk, if you're found not guilty, you know, you're financially devastated. Countless individuals that I have talked to in the past, some on the air, some off the air, who have lost everything they've owned in trying to defend themselves against crimes that were, alleged crimes or unwarranted crimes or crimes that didn't exist. And this is a case where this is a crime that doesn't exist. They're prosecuting people for a crime that does not exist. Now, let's go into count four really quick. Go ahead.
Count four is carrying and possessing a firearm in connection with a crime of violence. Knowingly and intentionally carried a firearm during and in relation to a crime of violence for which he could be prosecuted in a court in the United States, to wit, conspiracy to forcibly assault, resist, oppose, impede, intimidate, and interfere with federal law enforcement in the official discharge of their duties, attempting to arrest Ed and Elaine in violation of title blah, 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 in furtherance of such crime of violence, possessed a firearm.
Okay, so he was carrying a firearm in a crime of violence. What is the crime of violence?
Well, it's a threat of violence, apparently. Not that any violence was actually occurred, but they take it that if you raise your hand to strike or say, you hit me, I'll hit you back, that's a crime of violence.
You know what it reminds me of? It's the same mindset with what the war drums are beating in this administration on the proposing this attack on Iran. You know, they're talking about bombing all of these different facilities throughout the nation of Iran, and if Iran raises one finger to stop them, then they deem them a terrorist and they make their country into a parking lot.
This country, Michael, this country has a history. You're living in a state that actually became a state because the United States provoked Mexico over a border dispute between the two rivers there as to what was Mexico and what was Texas. And then because Mexico would not sell the territory to the United States, it provoked them into a war and confiscated it and paid them anyway, a paltry sum, but still confiscated it. It's a historical fact that that's exactly what the mentality in this country has been. It has been to conquer by force.
So when I almost got kicked out of the taxi cab the other day, I had a taxi driver that my truck broke down, and I had a taxi driver that was taking me back to my home, and we got into a discussion about the immigration situation, and he said that of course he was a graduate of the University of Wisconsin and so forth. Which the next question was why are you driving a cab? But that's a whole other story. But at any rate,
and in Arizona.
Yes. Well, at any rate, he was saying, this land belongs to the Mexican people. And I said, oh, well, then you're in favor of Aztlan, right? And he said, well, no, we took the land away from them. And I said, well, now, in the Treaty of Hidalgo in 1846, we actually paid them $10 million for the land. But he said, yes, but we did that, or they gave it to us, or they sold it to us under the threat of a gun. We pointed the gun to their head, which is true.
That's right.
I guess.
That's exactly what we did. That's exactly okay. What we did. And that's historical fact, and we can't get around it. That's exactly what has happened, and the federal government has continued. And you realize this, don't you, Michael, that the Mexican-American War was just a prelude in practice for what the Union did against the southern states.
So what we have is a government that for hundreds of years has been taking by aggression whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, and basically they've been of the mindset all along, if you don't do what we tell you to do, then we're just going to take it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of makes you ashamed to be an American, doesn't it?
Well, I think our ideals and what we preach, what we tout as a goal that we are trying to reach for is worth it. I think we have good ideals. I think the Constitution was primarily formed by people of good intent, but I think there were also some people within that group that recognized that this Constitution could be slowly and surely twisted and turned to become the strong federal government that it did become, and turn around and put down any form whatsoever of resistance, whether it was lawful, rightful, truthful, or not. See, with all this stuff with law, remember, it has nothing to do with truth, as truth being a objective concept. It has to do with what you can prove in court according to the rules of the game of court. And the problem with a lot of us who are idealists and people who believe in truth, justice, and the American way is that the courts and the government don't give a flying rat's patootie about truth, only what they can get away with lawfully or even unlawfully, but that people won't resist because they've got the bigger club.
Well, under that scenario, then all of this that's going on with the Browns and the pleas that they have consistently made since 1996 about just show us the law, yep, it's futile. It's futile because the government is not going to they're not going to back down. They're not going to say, oh, well, okay, we made a mistake. They're not going to say, okay, well, let us look it up and we'll mail it to you. They're not going to do that at all. They are in a bit of a standoff due to the fact that they certainly don't, the government's in a position that they're going to lose face if they go in and do another Ruby Ridge on somebody over non-payment of alleged income tax. But at any rate, you know, the longer that this goes on, they're in a position that the more people are finding out about it. You know, just with Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism, the people that have seen that movie, and Ed and Elaine taking a stand and saying, you know what, show us the law or we're not going to pay you and we're not going to prison on a crime we didn't commit. At some point in time, the government's going to say that's enough.
That is the point.
And so they've ratcheted it up to a point now. And now your take on this, Tim, you know, when they arrested Danny Riley and the three other guys, now, was this to from your point of view, was this to instill fear in the supporters of the Browns? Was it maybe to be used later as a bargaining chip? Or
I think it's both.
And also, do you think it's also thrown into the mix that it's you know, getting all of the supporters to back off and maybe starving them out as far as food and supplies?
That's a possibility as well. I think they just did not. Actually, they just did not want another big festival event there on that weekend, thumbing their nose, basically, at the federal government and saying, we're going to have a party no matter what. And so
okay,
it was
gotta...
an act of intimidation.
Yeah, okay, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Tim Wingate. Stick with us, we got more.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, co-host on RBN, to the Ed Lewis, Elaine Alice show, okay, 5 days a week. And they moved that to morning slot. I believe it's 10 o'clock Is it 10 o'clock
Eastern? 9 o'clock Central. That's how I remember it.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock Eastern then, right.
There you go.
Okay, listen, I want to ask you now, and you, from your knowledge, Danny Riley, is he still incarcerated?
Yes. As far as we know, he was supposedly supposed to have been having a hearing or something to that effect, and as far as a couple hours ago after I did Ed and Elaine's show, I got back in touch with them to find out any more information, and they have not heard anything about Bob Wolf or Danny.
Now, do you think there's also a possibility that they are interrogating him and trying to get him to become an informant for them?
Oh, that's standard operating procedure. You know, these guys, of course, we know what happened with Terry Melton, at least what he says. We know what they told Danny the first time when they captured him, when they grabbed him with the ghillie suits, and they tried to get him to turn on the Browns. And they basically threatened him that they're going to ruin the rest of his life if he exposes this. And, of course, he went ahead and exposed what's going on. This is a standard operating procedure for most of these thugs. Is they'll what they'll also do is they go after your family members, and they'll find some small infraction. They'll blow that out of proportion, and then they use that as leverage to get you to cop a plea, so that they look good on paper, and your family member gets to go free, and you have to take the lumps so that some guy can make a career out of hassling people. And then, of course, once you've made a plea, technically, I guess the thing that gets me so much about this, Mike, is the hypocrisy that goes on with the government. You know, if truth and technicality, if it's in their favor, it's wonderful. It's a great thing. But truth and technicality, when it goes against the government, then they diminish it, and they make fun of it, and they call it names, and they poo-poo it. It's the hypocrisy is what bothers me so much about this. So it's typical operating procedure. All right. Are we gone again? All right. I didn't know what was going on. Did we lose Mike? Is that what happened? Okay, great. Well, folks, I'm going to keep talking. as Mike gets back on, let me just throw this out. You know, all this stuff we're talking about, really, we have to examine and go to the very basis and the premise for this, and that is this law and the way that the government operates, is it actually legitimate? I mean, here we are into the second millennium since the birth of Christ, and we've still got government being run like a gang, like organized crime gang. Haven't we grown beyond that? Isn't it time to shrug this kind of thing off and say, look, there's a better way for us to govern ourselves than this way of doing it? Back, Mike?
Well, yeah, hold on. Timmy?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm having difficulties, technical difficulties, and I think the music is up for the break, top of the hour. So
all right.
Let's take a break. I'm going to regroup here. The Skype went down again. I'm on a phone. I didn't hear half of what you said because I wasn't there, but thank you for taking over. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Tim Wingate, and we'll proceed. Be right back.
It's true.